Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's another live worldwide transmission, completely jam-packed and overflowing with key information. It is already the fourth day of March 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wolfgang Halbig, the former state police officer, former customs officer, former top school safety consultant in the country, one of the top guys, Good Morning America, you name it, one of the most successful businesses providing training and preparation for school security, has been investigating Sandy Hook and believes it's completely fake, completely staged, is going to be joining us with new developments. A few weeks ago, there were moves by one of the charity groups associated with Sandy Hook and the reported tragedy there to shut down our YouTube channel for even daring talking about it. It is the contention of the group that even talking about it is not allowed. It's kind of an example of the new political correctness where if you disagree with someone, their speech is taken. That was overturned by YouTube. But it is an ongoing, as we filed a counterclaim, but it just shows the ongoing garbage we deal with. We're not going to so much talk about the attempts to shut up and stifle an investigation and obstruct an investigation as the new developments and the lawsuits that have been filed to get more information on that, because governments and groups stage events. In fact, I have an article here today that is more than 60 examples of admitted declassified false flags and staged events by our government, by other governments. It's a very important article up on Infowars.com. That said, a lot of times terror attacks are real, but the response to them is to take the general public's liberties and freedoms and secure the globalist takeover. And a big example of that is in the news today. Hacked emails, Saudi money financed Benghazi attack. And Hillary is in a lot of trouble because the head of the EPA, Sheila Jackson, remember, had to step down a few years ago. It is clearly illegal what Hillary has been doing. And it shows it's premeditated because she had her own private server system as well, similar to what the IRS has been caught doing, similar to what the different federal agencies have been caught doing. Clinton ran her own computer system for her official emails. We're going to be getting into that. We've got some good news here. McDonald's new menu policy will only use chickens raised without antibiotics. Very positive news. Shows the effect of your buying power and voting with your dollars. This example could bring down the whole new world order if people figure it out. And the good news is they're starting to figure it out. Pelosi got criticized for not properly bowing to Netanyahu. Whether you like Netanyahu or not, I mean, the bowing to politicians, period, makes my stomach turn. Well, she now says she was near tears throughout the prime minister's speech and basically worships him. So there she's properly prostrating herself to a foreign leader, kind of like when Obama constantly bows down to every other foreign leader he can in the Saudis. And they're saying, of course, the FBI, that ISIS is in all 50 states and getting set to hit. Europe will face a new 9/11 within 2 years, Colonel Gaddafi's son. And that dovetails with Interpol saying they're getting ready for a new European 9/11. As best I can tell, there is some jockeying going on where they want to create, and it turns out it's in a Brookings Institute document and several others, a fake split between the U.S. and Israel so Israel can attack Iran and not have any blowback on the U.S. But at the same time, it does appear there's some double-crossing of the Saudis through the West with Iran, and that Benghazi was part of getting that cache of weapons that couldn't be traced into their al-Qaeda fighters' hands, then hold the West hostage for the threat of a new 9/11 attack. Any way you slice it, it's an order out of chaos situation. The genie's out of the bottle, and who knows what is going to happen next. As we know, genies are very uncontrollable and very destructive. And the genie of geopolitical destabilization is here. A very special intro coming up after the break. Stay with us.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing, game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one that has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
So how close are we to actually having microchips implanted under our skin? Well, according to the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, we might be a lot closer than you think.
More now of our special coverage here tonight, life in the U.S. in 10 years' time.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
In medical news tonight, a chip the size of a grain of rice could save your life.
I've just been chipped myself. It's not a painless process, but doesn't last too long, not too difficult, minor surgical procedure.
New microchip technology now makes it possible for the emergency room staff to find out about your medical history at the touch of a computer key.
At some point, we're all going to have RFIDs. It might be even in our fingers, where they require it with everything on it.
Instead of carrying credit cards or money, we will probably be implanted with chips.
And now, RFID microchips like this. chips are being injected into humans.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you just say you would get one implanted in your arm?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Our driver's license will be on the RFID chip. Our credit card number, all our information will be on this one chip.
The chip is encased in unbreakable glass and is about the size of a grain of rice. The procedure is done with anesthesia and is relatively pain-free.
It felt pretty scary, but at the same time, it felt very modern, very 2015.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
If hospitals purchase this detection equipment, the system will most likely start to include more and more people in those communities who will want the chips.
Wow. Interesting. Everybody could have one of those one day.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because, let's face it, we like you guys, but you're from Google.
It may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents.
Forget mobile phones. Your children and grandchildren may well want an implant instead.
You know, when we check out at the grocery store, we'll be swiping our own arm over the scanner, and that will be something we feel we can't live without.
It will be such a disadvantage to not have the implant that it essentially becomes not optional.
Let's imagine a little bit what the future might look like if I could take your stem cells and put them on a chip, or your stem cells and put them on a chip. It would be a personalized chip just for you.
It turns over, but it doesn't stop. But the RFID reader antenna is here, so when I authenticate, the bike powers up.
Imagine if some of these machines could be made so thin, light, and portable that they could be attached right to the surface of your skin and go wherever you go.
There's some very sophisticated device functionality sitting on my skin.
Welcome to the future, specifically the checkpoint of the future.
It is envisaged that the passenger will be able to flow through the security checkpoint without interruption.
This is what IATA, which is the airline industry trade body, is hoping will become commonplace around the world. A sort of one-stop shop for security from the curb to the gate, as they say, with dignity.
Unless they disappear.
A microscopic tag being implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Mark my words, huh? More like the mark of the beast.
Even though it is called a tattoo, there is no need to pierce or puncture the skin. Instead, the device sticks on.
So what we can do then is we can take this device, laminate it on the skin.
It occurs to me, I've got them in my dogs. Why wouldn't I have them in small children too?
There are also several products available to keep track of children. Many of them act as emergency cell phones and tracking devices, with some even able to display on a map the places your child has visited.
They told you we're giving you a nano tracker chip?
Yes.
To think something so small can connect you to everything that matters.
Because I'm in love with my kids' kids.
Oh.
Because my car lost control while driving.
Because now I'm looking out for both of us.
Thank you, Satan.
Because I have diabetes, but it doesn't have me.
Because I'm an idiot.
Because I spend my life in the ER trying to save yours.
Darren McBreen of InfoWars, one of our researchers and host, put that piece together looking at the last 6, 7, 8 years of propaganda, just a snapshot, a skimming of the propaganda, pushing implantable microchips. I remember 20 years ago being on air warning people about the plan to have the Internet of Things, smart dust. RFID chips in all products, RFID chips in all of the swallowable prescription pills, chips in children at birth, brain chips in the military, brain chips to buy and sell, brain chips to travel, chips under the skin to travel and being called a crazy man, even though I had DARPA documents that were public, Federation of Scientists documents, all these other statements that this was the world that was being built and that every appliance would have tracker devices in it to then dial into all other devices and surveil everything you do for global carbon taxes. This was public 20 years ago in 1995, the year I launched InfoWars. And I would get up there on air and read MIT magazines and read trade publications and read Department of Defense reports that were public. I would read reports where the Secretary of Defense admitted that we had earthquake weapons, seismic weapons. It was in Army Times, April 28th, 1996, or 97. And I'm just kind of flashing back here to the thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, there's got to be 15 articles a day about this just in today's news. So when I say thousands out of thousands of broadcasts, it's tens of thousands of total admissions of the set global plan to bring in a grid of basically omnipresent surveillance. To not empower humanity, but enslave humanity. And so I think about how far we've come from they'll never try to chip us in 1995 to 1998. Oh, Verichip, if you want to get in all these bars and restaurants and businesses in Europe and other areas, you've got to have a chip. The Baja Beach Club in Spain, or the Baja Beach Club in Miami. If you want to get into the VIP champagne room with the models, you've got to have a chip. Isn't that fitting? And then, oh, the Mexican Attorney General and over 1,000 of his workers have to get the chip. And now last week, Stockholm, microchipped office workers feel very modern using hand-implanted chips to open doors. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Just a few weeks ago, February 27th, after we reported it. And I point that out, that we'll report it when it's in a trade publication, and then it's in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, saying how great it is. We'll first report saying they're using drones to spy on farmers and arrest people that build barns in Colorado or have, quote, wetlands. Oh, you're a kook, shut up, but then they report on it. Last week, London Telegraph. Why your smartphone records everything you say. They go on to say the terms and conditions show that everything you're saying is being recorded and being sent back to be data mined. This is not me telling you this. And it's a malevolent plan. It's not a nice plan. It's not a good plan. It's a very, very wicked plan. And that's why they have the war on lemonade stands that Forbes reported on 2 years ago, because the enemy is any independent grassroots operation. Every few days I see articles in California or New Mexico or Texas or Vermont. Those are just the last week or two, where they'll have like these parties where people get together and cook organic food, and a few hundred people show up at a ranch house and drink wine. And then the government every time shows up and says, you can't have a party. We say, because the donations made to pay for the food, this is a business. And it's not safe. No, what they don't want is people getting back to being humans and meeting in private where it's not a corporate system. They're annihilating the Amish around the country. They're annihilating them in South America. They're coming after them. The globalists are literally the Borg, coming after us. When I say literally, I mean stuff in Star Trek where it's the UN global government, UN flag, UN system, and, you know, the Borg come to assimilate everybody. That's art imitating life. That's predictive programming, basically. Well, I'm not going to be assimilated, and it's not that I'm against technology. It's that I fundamentally understand at every level that this is a premeditated program to get total control, not to empower humanity, but to end humanity as we know it. Now, I haven't hit the huge stacks of incredible news yet. We will when we come back. Hacked emails, Saudi money, finance Benghazi attack. Europe will face a new 9/11. We'll tie it into Hillary Clinton and her cover-up of her emails that could finally sink the witch, the Teflon witch. Congress's Homeland Security bill to Obama without conditions. Police overwhelmingly reject AR-15 cop killer ammo ban and more.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe.
Richard just pointed out that we should add to that video intro on the Mark of the Beast that we just aired earlier clips from 1997. So where I got arrested for demonstrating and refusing a thumb scan, showing how the illegals could basically get driver's license So it wasn't about security. The borders were wide open then. They're even more open now. And that I had my insurance card, my old driver's license, passport, and five other forms of identification. I had eight. Birth certificate, you name it, and that wasn't good enough. They wanted my biometric thumbprint because they want to force us off of cash to raise taxes to a point that they bankrupt society. And they know that when they're bankrupting a society, that will force everyone underground into an underground economy to survive. So they want those basic survival and adaptations and perseverance skills to be removed. So just as a primitive human with my head screwed on straight, I recognize, because I was a history buff, the historical repeat with the high-tech integration and overlay that was taking place. And I knew that our world was being converted to a prison planet, hence the launch of prisonplanet.com in 1999, InfoWars in 1996, this radio/TV production system, 1995. And when I sit here and continually point out, we warned you, we warned you, we warned you, it's not to say we're great guys. It's to say we're telling you now the rest of the story and where this road leads us. And it leads us to a very bad place indeed. But the mind control, the distractions, the conditioning, the misdirection is so sophisticated that even as pediatric cancers, cancers in children, are up more than 10,000% in the West, even as neurological disorders are up several thousand percent just since the 60s, even as breast cancers are up multi-thousand percentage points, diabetes up multi-thousand percentage points, autism up multi-thousand percentage points, what is 1 in 25,000 30 years ago, 1 in 56 today? In fact, guys, will you give me the number on that? How many thousand percentage points increase that is with a calculator? How do you do that simple equation? 1 in 56, 1 in 52. They debate the numbers. They change every year. It's set to be 1 in 10 by 2025. But let's say 1 in 56. How big an increase is 1 in 56 from 1 in 25,000? Where if there was an autistic person, doctors would travel the country by train or by bus or by aircraft to marvel at the autistic child, to marvel at the unicorn, to marvel at this narwhal of rarity, of rarefied research. The same with children with pediatric cancer who have developed it. Very rare. They would come from all over the world to marvel at it. Now you can walk into any school or walk down the street and see the victims. I'm going to come back in a long segment and hit all the news, but we're under attack, and that's why there's no point in fighting with the low-level minions of the system that are compartmentalized. They're under attack as well. We have to transcend the divide and conquer of black against white, Arab against Jew, Protestant against Catholic, North against South, man against woman. We have to transcend that and realize the globalists are outside the box. They've transcended it, but they've transcended it from an evil, anti-human, greedy, selfish, elitist, arrogant, narcissistic, rage-based wings. On wings of disdain and hatred. They have scaled the heights. And we live in their world, their compartmentalized, programmed, false reality. We're being eased into a false reality. Reality runs parallel to their false reality, but more and more people fall to the matrix, the proto-matrix. More and more fall to their smartphones and 10 hours of TV and video games and virtual reality. As the whole universe goes on around us, and the globalists aren't obsessed with reality TV and diversions, they're obsessed with conquering humanity to then merge with the machines, go to the next level, and they believe ascend to godhood. But for them to do that, they believe we must fall. They wish to destroy our free will and our destiny. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have my progeny people the stars and go to the next level. We now take you live. Crank it up, boys.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My dad was over with my mother for dinner on Sunday night. And he said, "Will you please stop singing on show?" He said, "It's really horrible and it's out of tune most of the time. And you even know how to sing in tune. Why do you do it?" And I said, "Dad, I just can't help it. And I'm going to continue to do it because I'm teleprompter free and I'm obnoxious. And that's why people love the broadcast and put up with me, is because it's just real. And I got to have a little bit of fun here or I'll go crazy. You got to be a little nuts or you might go completely insane in a world like this." Where to begin? Where to start? There is so much to cover here. Well, this all ties into Hillary and to Homeland Security I see a connection here to all this little constellation of articles. So let me hit this first. This is from Aaron Klein. It's in the emails out of Hillary's private secret email account that she even had her own servers for, showing the premeditated fraud when she was being subpoenaed on information to cover it up, which is called absconding or obstruction of justice, a conspiracy to hide criminal activity. That's why Sheila Jackson had to step down from the command base that she ran there at the EPA with all her carbon taxing, was because she got caught with a nom de plume, that is a pen name, an alias, and a fake email account. By fake email account, an email account that was not a governmental account that she was doing governmental business through. And Hillary has been caught with multiple accounts with nom de plumes conducting government business with a bunch of other aliases and code words. And I can tell you right now that these code word people are going to be folks like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and then Hillary's known girlfriend that is a top administrator in the White House that she travels with and has been seen snuggling with in public, which is okay, fine. Just you know, don't deny it. If you're so proud of being a bisexual lesbian, then just announce it and eat the same food the kids eat at the school lunch program. But, you know, I digress from there. All of this is beginning to come out now, but it ties into this story at WorldNet Daily right now. Saudi money financed Benghazi attack hacked email show. Intel reportedly sent to Hillary by Clinton White House staffer. An email reportedly sent to Hillary Clinton by former Clinton White House staffer Sidney Blumenthal quotes an intelligence source providing information that wealthy Sunni Islamists in Saudi Arabia funded the September 11th, 2012 attack on the U.S. special mission in Benghazi. You mean Saudi Arabia funded the takeover of Libya through Benghazi in the 2 years before that? And you mean they're involved? I mean, as if everyone doesn't already know this, but here it is, yet again documented. The leaked emails were published by Russia Today, which says it was forwarded the emails from Blumenthal's AOL account by a hacker using the alias Guccifer, who they've got in prison right now. What is it, in Romania? Of course, turns out as a listener of this show. Guccifer reportedly hacked Blumenthal's email in March of 2013. Guccifer has since been identified as Marcel Lazar Laith, a Romanian hacker serving a 7-year sentence for hacking into accounts of Romanian government officials. He tried to meet with the New York Times and others to give him this, and of course the New York Times didn't want it. So guess who does? The Ruskies. Doesn't mean the Ruskies are good guys, but that's why separation of powers are good in a government or in a world. Because national sovereignty acts like a firewall. And the fact that the Russians will publish this stuff, but the New York Times won't, just like with Snowden, really worries the establishment. Remember, Guccifer was talking about the Bilderberg Group and global government, what he got out of government officials' emails? And he admittedly got into hundreds of them. And now the Russians have it all. Enjoy yourself, Hillary. The Russians don't appreciate the jihadis attacking them, trying to destabilize their entire country. They're going to burn you, witch, politically. Maybe just throw a bucket of water on you. I'll get you and your little dog, too, my pretty. These things must be done delicately. Let's continue here. The leaked emails were published by Russia Today and came from Guccifer, which they've been sitting on. They will have no wine until it's time. The alleged memos concern information Blumenthal says he gleaned about the Benghazi attack and the January 2013 hostage crisis at the gas complex in Algeria. And it goes on. That dovetails with this little doublet. Europe will face a 9/11 within 2 years, Colonel Gaddafi's cousin says. They're going all throughout Europe. Within 1 year, 2 years, you will have another September 11th. He's not threatening. He's saying the same al-Qaeda that has been given control of Libya and now make it a failed state, and they go, oh, Hillary screwed up. No, it was by design. Now, are saying they're going to 9/11 Europe, and he's agreeing with that, and now the EU says they're bracing for a new 9/11. The FBI said last week ISIS and al-Qaeda is in all 50 states suddenly, from being degraded and defeated and destroyed, to just back from the dead like the Phoenix, Frankenstein. Bigger, badder, meaner. And the answer is more taxes for Homeland Security and taking your freedoms and spying on everything you do and arresting Tea Partiers and arresting filmmakers and harassing pro-lifers with Homeland Security while the border stays wide open. That will protect us. Isn't that just special? Now, that then dovetails with Hillary and her other email scandals that tie into this. Clinton ran own computer system for her official emails. See, that's why Lois Lerner kept saying they lost the emails on a hard drive. They're always kept on a separate server. And then they would never say and block subpoenas and wouldn't answer subpoenas about where those servers were. And then once Congress even learned where they were, Congress suddenly didn't want them. It's just a big blackmail game up there at the top. The computer server that transmitted and received Hillary Clinton's emails on a private account she used exclusively for official business when she was Secretary of State, traced back to an internet service registry to her family's home in New York. Is Chappaquiddick? According to internet records reviewed by the Associated Press, the highly unusual practice of a cabinet-level official, a highly illegal practice. Remember they took Obama's BlackBerry away? Because it could be hacked remotely. The highly unusual practice of a cabinet-level official physically running her own email would have gotten Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate, impressive control over limiting access to her message archives. It would also distinguish Clinton's secretive email practices as far more sophisticated than some politicians, because she's been CIA since out of high school, folks, including Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin. And then it just goes on. To break this down, Congress will probe Hillary Clinton's emails, another headline at a New York Post. Benghazi committee says Hillary used multiple personal email accounts. Politico. Maybe Hillary Clinton should retire her White House dreams. National Journal. Using private email, Hillary Clinton forwarded records requests. Well, who is Eric Hottenham? Clinton's private server listed under mysterious, untraceable name. Well, that's what Sheila Jackson did at the EPA, was a bunch of fake names. This is what criminals do, folks. Lisa Jackson, whatever the idiot's name is. Teleprompter free. I get these names wrong sometimes. By the way, were you just on air, Nico?
I was not.
I will give a cigar to whoever in there. When you guys correct me or help me out, I think it adds to the show when I get something wrong, because I go 100% from memory most of the time, that you pop in and just correct me openly on air. We've had a lot of – how many meetings we had about this?
More than I can count.
You're on air right now, right?
I'm on air right now.
You are awesome. Nico Acosta does a fabulous job. I don't know how I can get you guys, unless you think something's really inappropriate – I'd like to be corrected openly on air. Now, I understand you guys want to make sure you're correct. But you usually are.
Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for. Well, let's try it out. Let's just try what I want. How's that sound?
Copy that.
Thank you. Mold count is off the chart today in Austin, Texas. And it does not really hurt, other than the fact that it makes my voice particularly deep and annoying sounding. So I'm not trying to sound like this right now. This is what I sound like. This is what I sound like. Most people, when they hold their nose, sound like a mouse. This is what I sound like when my nose, that actually adds a twang to my speech, is not stopped up. And I am attempting as best I can to not sound like Smaug from the Hobbit movie. You disgusting lake man. Okay, where to go next? There is so much to get to. We do have Will King Halbig on the latest on the Sandy Hook cover-up. And I don't know what happened to Sandy Hook, but it's as phony as a $3 bill. Kind of like somebody's radically swerving down the road, driving crazy. They're either having a stroke or an epileptic event or a diabetic shock, or they've had a half a gallon of Jack Daniels or something. And if I'm a cop, I'm pulling them over, and I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. Same thing with Sandy Hook. Just like 9/11, it is as phony as a $3 bill. Does that mean I know who printed it, who counterfeited it? Does that mean I know the whole story? No, I just know it's fake. They don't make $3 bills. They make $2 bills. They make $1 bills. They make $100 bills. They make $1,000 bills. They make $50 bills. They make $10 bills. They make $20 bills. They make $100,000 bills. What is the biggest bill they make? Is it $10 million? I don't know. Interesting factoid. But long story short here today, 9/11 has been proven to be a fraud. Bare minimum, a stand down. Saudi Arabia running the attacks. 9/11 Commission report sealed but leaked. Pretty big deal. Do we get apologies from the 9/11 truth community who have been demonized, persecuted, and attacked? No. And now we told you within days of Benghazi that it was Saudi Arabia in a hit to take out the ambassador who was not going along with transferring three warehouses of high-power kinetic weapons, surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank missiles, you name it, by the tens of thousands to Al-Qaeda. And he had to be killed so that whatever Al-Qaeda is going to do now, changing their name to ISIS, can shoot down airliners, blow stuff up, hold the West hostage, then the government can take our liberties and freedoms in the name of protecting us, and there's plausible deniability because they were fenced out to a bunch of crazy jihadis. And that is a big, fat, juicy, false flag in the making. So, I don't know exactly what they're planning. I haven't put all the pieces together about what's going on, but let me tell you something. It's not good. It's nasty. It's bad. It's serious. And it has world-shaking provocations in the mix. And if you expand on all of that, you can see how terrorism and a destabilizing global list of proxy war conflicts are going to be used to bring in this planetary regime. But don't criticize radical Islam in the totalitarian, authoritarian, control freak ivory towers of higher education, where most degrees give you nothing but a giant student loan system that you'll never be able to pay off. Here's the headline from Campus Forum. You can't make fun of terrorists at the University of Minnesota. The Minnesota Republic published a back cover mocking terrorists in 2011. But that doesn't matter. The University of Minnesota's funding committee said that the cover demonstrated an overt lack of sensitivity. See, free speech is null when it's not sensitive to the portrayal of members of the Arab world. So you could show, you know, a crazy Yosemite Sam, and they'd say that hurts cowboys' feelings. Such material could, according to the committee, compromise the cultural harmony. So your free speech ends when it hurts harmony. That is cult-like control. Compromise the cultural harmony of the campus. No student or student group at a public university should have to fight for their First Amendment rights. But as I'm preparing for graduation in a few short months, that's exactly what I find myself doing, fighting for the rights of my student publication. I want to get this newspaper writer, the student newspaper writer on. At the Minnesota Republic, we pride ourselves in standing up freedom of speech on campus because we might not exist without it. In the future, close attention may be paid to the content published by students of the Conservative Voice to ensure that any material that is protected with student fee funds does not compromise, this is a letter, the cultural harmony of the campus. Our publication, derived from the University of Minnesota Students for Conservative Voice, allow students on campus to share their viewpoints no matter what, even if they are considered offensive. The image was one of the students sending out a photo saying the Minnesota Republic terrorists hate it with a toy AK-47. So don't dress up at Halloween as a geisha girl or an Islamic terrorist or anything, because it must be politically incorrect and hurt somebody's feelings. And so now the committee has come out and said that they are not to do that, or they will get basically sanctioned. But but they're now questioning the student newspapers' headlines as well. So there you go. That's the type of stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, Congress sends Homeland Security bill to Obama without conditions. That's right. Obama can do whatever he wants with all the money and can basically direct Homeland Security as a dictator, just like on every other front he is. That way they can have plausible deniability and say that they as Republicans didn't go along with Homeland Security running Obamacare, Homeland Security giving free tuition to the illegals, Homeland Security paying to ship people here, Homeland Security engaging on all this. They can just say, here, you do whatever you want. And by the way, Bernanke's in the news when we come back. Bernanke wants the U.S. president to declare economic emergencies and future crisis and basically take over from Congress. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about this in 2013 when Obama signed an executive order saying that for any emergency, including economic, he could suspend Congress. Here's the article. Ex-Treasury official, Obama could use debt crisis to seize total power. President could declare national emergency, pass executive order, because it's already in place as an executive order, that he can put out another order and suspend Congress. We'll go over that coming up. And the point is, Congress won't get suspended by the dictator if they go ahead and just become vestigial, ceremonial, well, hind wipers of the dictator-in-chief.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Talk to you.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Now, it's subscriber. The daytime radio slash TV show is free to the public, free to air. InfoWars.com/show to find the high-quality video streams, the free audio streams, the free podcasts, the free Droid apps, the TuneIn apps, all of it. And remember, it's key to get that information and spread it to friends and family and neighbors and attach it to your email and just promote freedom and different outlets that tell the truth everywhere you are, because we are in an info war. Now, I've been telling people that for 20 years. Hillary Clinton started saying it 2-3 years ago and saying that she's losing the info war. And yes, witch, Guccifer, keep saying Guccifer, they corrected me, Guccifer broke in, got the intel, has now leaked it. Doesn't matter, he's sitting behind bars now. He may now single-handedly bring down Hillary Clinton with the Benghazi intel. That's just an example of how you think you're going to take us down, you're going to get taken down in the process. So just understand that. Coming up, I'm going to get into the ex-Treasury official. Obama could be using debt crisis to seize total power. Now that ties into the new article. Bernanke wants the U.S. president to declare economic emergencies in the future. So they're starting to float that now, even though it's already on the books. Nations all over the world confess to carrying out false flag terrorism. There's more than 60 examples in this article, and I'm going to try to cover this in the third hour. It'll probably take me 15, 20 minutes. Well, no, they give 54 examples. I wrote down 10 more at least. They don't even list them all here. So we're getting to that article from Washington's blog that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also coming up, will Obama be blamed if reality TV star's murderer is a dreamer, that is an illegal alien? Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is demanding answers as to whether the suspected murderer of three people is an illegal. Well, you know they are, because there's a cover-up going on of what their status is. Police overwhelmingly reject AR-15 cop killer ammo ban, saying it's a total fraud and a way to restrict the Second Amendment. Major police organizations and groups are tweeting saying, don't use the Constitution, our constitutional office, to overthrow the Constitution. They understand what it is. If they can ban a bunch of 223 folks, they can ban anything. We're also going to get into Justice Department finds racial bias in Ferguson police practices. I don't know. In my experience, the police have been so militarized, if a bunch of people come out and get in their face and there's any looting going on in amongst the group, throwing things at them, it's going to get bad. And, of course, the police did do a lot of bad stuff there. Our reporters were there. That doesn't mean, though, that we should then go out and shoot police randomly in the head. Coming up, McDonald's new menu policy will only use chickens raised on antibiotics. That's a big victory. That's coming up as well. Briefly, at the end of this hour, this broadcast is listener-sponsored by people like you. I want to salute you and thank you. And to do that, we're offering what's left of the Super Female Vitality. That's great for men as well. The Super Male Vitality Herbal Complex is sold out. It'll be weeks till we get more. Super Female is almost sold out. At current sales rates, it'll be gone in a couple days. 30% off until it's all sold out, because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. And I know you'll be hooked and then become a regular buyer of it and help fund our operation. It's a win-win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. Lung Cleanse, the X2, two bottles of that. Get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Booster. All of it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139 to take advantage of these sales and shop for the good guys. We'll be back with a second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.